Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick look at the AudioCat platform. This is an app for the iPhone and Android. It's a game platform, so the basic idea is, I guess you have like some kind of pet that will go on adventures with you, but you have to keep the pet fed. And there are games that you can play. Now, right now, there are just two games. I believe they're going to add additional ones. But right now, there's like an RPG-style game where you fight monsters and there's like things that you can find. And there is a word game where you match the definition of words to the words themselves. I should say before I get started, this does require a subscription. There will probably be people that don't like that. I personally don't like it either. I paid for their pre-sale, so I think I paid like $18 for 3 months of access. So I got that back in May, so I have access to it until the beginning of August. So I guess we'll see if they add more things within that time frame. But I'm going to play the game now. I'm actually using this on Android. Let me...
Actions, characters, words, lines, paragraphs, headings, controls, links. Speech rate 177%. Speech rate 161%.
Okay, this should be pretty slow.
Audio Cat platform. Play Wordy.
So.
Games. Profile. Play Wordy.
Let me,
Profile. Games. Profile. Play Echoes of Games.
Wait.
Profile. Play Wordy.
Okay. Profile. So the screens are a bit
profile,
weird. Let me go back
name,
to.
Profile. Go app logo. Go to store. App logo. Home button. Button.
Okay, let's level start out four. At the home page. When you log in, you'll be greeted by the home screen. I believe you can log in with an email, Google, or Apple. I generally prefer to just use a direct email connection. That way I'm not going through another provider for the account. But if you find that easier, you can do that. There is a page that you can go to on their website. I believe it is myaccount.audiocatapp.com, where you can manage your account. You can pay for a new subscription. And the advantage of doing it this way is you get to pay them directly, and I don't think there is as much of a cut as there would be if you went through the Play Store or the App Store. And the resulting account can be used to play on either platform, which is what I've been testing as of late. So once you do that, and once you have your account going and you have signed in, you get this page here. So
XP to level 4.
It tells me the current level.
XP 2 out of 5.
The experience to the next level.
Hunger 5 out of 5.
Hunger, this is for your pet.
Coins 735.
And coins, which are primarily used to buy things for your pet to keep your pet fed.
Fluffy cat from Cato. Coin. Orange fluffy cat from Cato named Mel.
I can't rename my cat.
Food.
There's food.
Games.
Games.
Profile.
Profile. Let's take a look at food.
Games. Food. Level 4. XP. Hunger. Coins. Orange fluff. Salad. Price. 45 coins.
There are different things that you can buy here.
Sandwich. Price. 15 coins. Hamburger. Price. 20 coins. Fish and chips. Price. 75 coins. Back.
So those are the different items that you can buy. If you buy them, they will add 1 point to your pet's hunger value until it's maxed at 5, which means it's full.
4.
Sorry about the audio cutting out. That is the headphone adapter I'm using on my Pixel.
2 out of 5. Hunger. 5 points. Orange fluffy cat.
I think it goes to sleep after a few seconds if it's not playing any audio, which is really annoying.
Games. Profile.
Let's look at the profile real quick here.
Profile. Profile. Heading. Username. Slannin. Status. Subscribed. Edit profile button. Button.
You can modify your profile.
Feedback button. Button.
You can submit feedback.
Log out button. Button.
Log out.
Delete account button. Button.
Delete it.
Choose voice.
This lets you choose the voice that the app uses. On iOS, you can actually choose from any of the installed voices or any text-to-speech engines you may have installed. On Android, it appears it's stuck using Google, which I don't like that. Hopefully they'll fix that. And I apologize for my chair. Sorry, it's making some noise.
Presale code. Choose. Enter presale code. Edit box.
There are boxes here for the presale code. I thought they got rid of these because the presale is over. They had a presale when they were first launching.
My presale code button. Navigation menu. Home button. Button. App logo. Image. Go to store. Button.
You can go back home or you can go to the store. The store is where you buy your subscription. So if I go in here.
1 month subscription. Audio cat. $8.49. 3 month subscription. Audio cat. $22.99. 6 month subscription. Audio cat. $43.99. 12 month subscription. Audio cat. $79.99. Points. 100 coins, audio cat, $0.99. 350 coins, audio cat, $1.99. Restore purchases. Refresh store.
And you can restore your purchases. Now, in my case, that is using the Play Store, so that would be going through Google's payment processing. If you were using an iPhone or an iPad, of course, you would be going through the App Store and dealing with Apple billing.
Use. Privacy policy. Terms of use. Privacy. Games. Profile.
All right, so let's games. Actually play these games now.
Profile. All conditions are met. You can play the games.
All right, it's using some UK Google voice. I think there's a bug where even if you choose a voice, it doesn't preserve those options. I don't know.
Profile. Play Wordy.
All right, so let's start by playing Wordy. This is, of course, the game where you have to match the definition of words to the words. So let's go ahead here.
Warning. This game uses implemented TTS. Talk back off.
Please turn off your screen reader for the duration of the game to avoid interference. You may turn your screen reader back on once the game has finished. Tap the screen to continue.
All right, so I turned off TalkBack, and I'm going to tap the screen, and we will begin.
Actually,
turn this up a little bit.
Welcome to Wordy. Listen carefully to the instructions. You will hear an explanation followed by 3 options. Select the correct word by tapping the screen at the correct word. Let's start the game. Vivacious and enthusiastic. Bubbly. Fizzy. Effervescent. Correct.
So I just tapped.
A state of calm attentiveness. Calm. Zen. Correct. Hostile and aggressive. Aggressive. Belligerent. Correct. The most perfect or typical example. Core. Essence. Quintessence. Correct. Relating to the pleasant aspects of the countryside and country life. Bucolic. Correct. Game over. Your final score is 5. Amount 25 XP has been added to your pet. Total XP now, 165. Amount 25 core coins have been added to your account.
So that's how you play the game. I'm going to turn TalkBack on by holding down the volume keys.
Screen hidden. To change this, tap with 3 fingers to open the TalkBack menu. XP.
Right,
2.357142857142857 out of 5. Hunger, 5 out of 5.
Okay, I'm not sure why the XP value is reading like
points,
that.
Orange Fluffood. Games.
So that's that game. It's kind of cool. Like I said, I prefer that to the other one because it actually makes you think. They are, I think, at some point going to make it multiplayer, so you'll be able to play with your friends, and I guess you can see who can get the most words correct. I'm not quite sure.
Games.
So let's go back in here to games.
All conditions are met. Play you can play Echoes the games. Of
Valor. All right, so let's do Echoes of Valor. I'm going to do one round of this as well, because I think it's pretty much the same, and it just goes on endlessly, at least from what I can tell. So let me tap on this.
Warning. This game uses implemented TTS.
All right, I'm going to touch the screen, and we'll listen to the instructions.
Currently, you are on level 4. You have 0 health potions and 1 stat points available. Swipe left to exit the game, swipe right to begin the next level, or swipe up to modify stats. Swipe down to enter the tutorial.
Okay, there is a tutorial. Let me actually show you that too. So I'm going to swipe up. Thank you, Steve. I should have turned that off. Well, at least now you know what time I'm recording this. Right. You might not be able to hear the clock because I don't think I have my computer going through. Okay, well then I think we're fine. Yeah, I have the Steve's Talking Clock program installed on my computer because it's very useful. You can get that at steve-audio.net, I believe. Anyway. Let me go ahead and swipe up. Oops.
Currently at the stats screen, HP is 110, stealth is 5, scrying is 5, you have 1 available point. Swipe left to go back or swipe right to modify stats.
So I'm going to go to the right.
Stat modification screen. Swipe up or down to move between the different stats. Swipe right to confirm the stat choice. Currently, you have 1 point. Update HP.
If I go down... Wait, why is it not...
Date stealth. Update HP. Update stealth.
Okay, I have to swipe up.
Update scrying.
So these menus do not wrap.
Update stealth.
They should probably do something
update
about that.
Update HP.
Let's get...
Update stealth.
Let's get some more scrying.
Update scrying.
So I'll swipe right.
Stats updated successfully.
Okay.
You are currently at the stats screen. HP is 110. Stealth is 5. Scrying is 6. You have 0 available points.
Okay, I'm going to go to the left.
Swipe left. Currently, you are on level 4.
And then down.
You have 0.
Welcome to the Threshold of Elysia, young guardian. Here, amid the whispers of ancient woods and the rustle of leaves that speak of bygone eras, your journey begins. This tutorial realm, a sanctuary carved out by the ancients, serves as your training ground. Learn well the arts of light and shadow, for your mastery of these forces will determine the fate of Elysia. As you step forward, the spirit of the land itself shall guide your steps, teaching you the essential skills needed to navigate the intricate world you are about to enter.
You continue walking forward. Welcome to Scrying. Here you will learn how to successfully retrieve your treasure. Listen to the sounds that are played very carefully and then try to replicate them in the right order. Now it is your time to guess the order by clicking the screen when the right sound plays. Remember, the order is very important for the success. You continue walking forward.
I thought I did it right.
You have found a side hand weapon called the Elder Wand. It deals between 20 and 40 damage. It also has a bonus effect, random elemental attack dealing 35 damage. Swipe up to accept or swipe down to decline.
The Elder Wand, really? Okay.
You raise the Elder Wand from the ground and for a moment you can feel a slight sense of electrical force through your hands. You continue walking forward.
Yeah, I might want to
change. Dense bushes with rustling leaves and sharp thorns that can cause damage if not cleared properly. Test your luck clearing bushes by rapid tapping.
Alright, so I'll tap real quickly. Oop, am I done?
Successful jump. You continue walking forward. You are facing Dusk Raider with the health 48. Choose your attack by swiping left or right. Different weapons and their attacks will be read out to you.
Let's go left. Nothing. Let's go right.
Your side weapon is Shadow Cloak, Veil of Darkness, increases evasion by 30% for 2 turns, deals 10 to 10 damage. Use potion.
Oh, that's how you use potions, but I don't know how you get potions.
Your main weapon is Rune Axe. Runic Cleave deals 30 to 40 damage.
Now to attack, you tap the top part of the screen.
You attack the enemy with a total damage of 30. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 27. Your health is now 73. The enemy's health is 18. Attack now.
Tap the top of the screen.
You dealt 35 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is now 73. Welcome to scrying. Here you will learn how to successfully retrieve your treasure. Listen to the sounds that are played very carefully and then try to replicate them in the right order. Now it is your time to guess the order by clicking the screen when the right sound plays. Remember, the order is very important for the success.
Oops. I'll wait for it to scroll back. There we go. Ah.
Ouch. You failed the scrying. But do not worry, there is more opportunities to try it out. You continue walking forward. You are facing Twilight Assailant with the health 32. Choose your attack by swiping left or right. Different weapons and their attacks will be read out to you.
Let's use the weapon here. Wait, I think I have to swipe.
Your side weapon is... Your main weapon is Rune...
Okay.
You dealt 38 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is now 100. You continue walking forward. Dense bushes with rustling leaves and sharp thorns that can cause damage if not cleared properly. Test your luck clearing bushes by rapid tapping.
Do that. So this is basically how you play this game.
Successful jump. You continue walking forward.
Well done, brave soul. The basics of battle and the whispers of wisdom are now yours to wield. As the gateway to Elysia opens, remember, every choice echoes in the vast corridors of this mystical land. Beyond these ancient gates, your true quest awaits a Euro, where the dance of light and darkness will challenge your every move. Go forth with courage and curiosity, for Elysia Euro's fate now rests in your hands. May the light of the ancients illuminate your path to greatness.
Okay.
You continue walking forward. Swipe left to exit the game and swipe right to restart tutorial.
Let's go left here. Oh wait, do I have to turn on talk? Yeah, I probably do. Let's...
Screen hidden. 2. Swipe left to go home. Swipe right to restart tutorial.
Wait.
Talk back off.
What the hell?
Screen hidden. Swipe left to go home.
I did.
Talk back off.
I don't want to do the tutorial again. I want
to
play.
Welcome to scrying. Here you will learn how to successfully retrieve your
treasure. No, stop.
Listen to the sounds screen that hidden. Are played very carefully and
current
then try
sequence.
To replicate them in the right
current
order.
Sequence. Home button. Home. Audio cat. Home. Overview. Recent apps. Gmail. Audio cat club. Close. Task closed. Gmail. Home.
All right. Let's,
audio cat platform.
Let's do this again
audio
here.
Audio cat platform.
So
level
I'm going to restart
five,
the app.
Level 4 XP. 2 hunger. 5 out of 5 points. 760. Orange flood. Games. Games.
All conditions are
play
met.
File.
You can play the game.
Play wordy. Play echoes of valor.
Warning.
Warning.
This
game
uses
in talk
implemented
battle.
All right. Let's actually do this properly.
Currently you are on level 4. You have 0 health potions and 0 stat points available. Swipe left to exit the game. Swipe right to begin the next level.
All right.
You continue walking forward. Welcome to scrying. Listen carefully.
Oh, it's easy. Okay.
Now it's your time to get the order right.
So you just tap when you hear the sound.
You have found a side-hand weapon called the Crystal Talisman. It deals 0 damage. It also has a bonus effect, block 45 damage from enemies and restore health when their attacks fall short. Swipe up to accept or swipe down to decline.
Ooh, I do want this. So swipe up.
As you hold the Crystal Talisman, you can see your reflection on the crystal surface. You continue walking forward. You are facing Eclipse Mage with the health of 45.
Let me swipe left on the bottom of the screen. Let's try right. Oh.
Your side weapon is Crystal Talisman, Barrier Echo, block 45 damage from enemies and restore health when their attacks fall short.
Alright, let's use it.
You attack the enemy with a total damage of 0. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 0. Your health is 110. The enemy's health is 45. It's your time to choose the attack.
Alright, so now I'm gonna go back to my...
Your main weapon is Rune Axe.
That.
You attack the enemy with 40 damage points and due to damage reduction, you will take 45 less damage. The enemy blocked 20% of the damage, reducing it by 8. The enemy attacks you with damage of 25. Your health is 130. The enemy's health is 5. It's your time to choose
the
attack.
I think I got healed. Oh, that's cool.
You dealt 46 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 130. You have earned 5 XP.
Okay.
You continue walking forward. You are facing Grim Sentinel with the health of 70.
Let's do...
Your side weapon is Crystal Talisman. You attack the enemy with a total damage of 0. Attacks you with total damage of 36. Your health is 94. The enemy's health is 70. It's your time to choose the attack. Your main weapon is Rune Axe. You attack the enemy with 40 damage points and due to damage reduction, you will take 45 less damage. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 0. Your health is 94. The enemy's health is 30. It's your time to choose the attack.
So you tap the top of the screen to attack, and you swipe to the left or right on the bottom to choose your weapon. Excuse me.
You dealt 40 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 94. You have earned 5 XP.
Okay, let's keep going here.
You continue walking forward. You are facing Nocturne Stalker with the health of 51.
Let me go to the left here.
Your side weapon is crystal. You attack the enemy with a total damage of 0. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 36. Your health is 58. The enemy's health is 51.
What the hell, my talisman doesn't work? Let's go back.
Your main weapon is rune. You attack the enemy with 43 damage points, and due to damage reduction, you will take 45 less damage. The enemy blocked 20% of the damage, reducing it by 9. The enemy attacks you with damage of 30. Your health is 73. The enemy's health is 8. It's your time to choose the attack.
Yeah, I think I got healed. Okay.
You dealt 46 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 73. You have earned 5 XP. You continue walking forward. You are facing Twilight Assailant with the health of 38.
Just attack. Come on. Oh, I guess I have to choose my weapon. Oh, no, I don't. Okay.
You attack the enemy with a total damage of 35. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 0. Your health is 73. The enemy's health is 3. It's your time to choose the attack.
Yeah, so sometimes we have to tap the screen a few times. I'm not sure why, but...
You dealt 39 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 73. You have earned 5 XP.
Okay.
You continue walking forward. You are facing Grim Sentinel with the health of 70.
I'm really getting tired of these boss battles. I wish there was something more to do. This is... not choosing very well in terms of things, but it's alright.
You attack the enemy with a total damage of 37. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 0. Your health is 73. The enemy's health is 33. It's your time to choose the attack.
I'm just tapping the screen here at the top.
You dealt 42 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 73. You have earned 5 XP. You continue walking forward. A fast-moving stream with a bubbling and splashing sound, challenging players to test their luck by jumping over it.
Okay, I think... you have to... tap.
You stumbled and lost 5 health.
Ah. These challenges are a bit weird. I think you have to tap multiple times. I'm not really sure.
You continue walking forward.
That's an obstacle.
You are facing Dusk Raider with the health
of
58.
Here we go, another battle. Yeah, as you can tell, this is not the game that I like. Yeah.
You attack the enemy with a total damage of 41. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 0.
Yeah.
Your health is 73. The enemy's health is 17.
My talisman
it's
works.
It's your time to choose the attack.
Come on.
You dealt 43 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 73. You have earned 5 XP.
Okay. Let's keep going here.
You continue walking forward. A large, rotting log that blocks the path. Its uneven surface emits a distinct creaking sound as it slowly decays.
Okay. I think he tapped the screen multiple times.
Jump.
Yep, jumped over it.
You continue walking forward. You are facing Shadow Enforcer with the health of 64.
Eh, whatever. We'll take you out. I'll just tap the top of the screen.
You attack the enemy with a total damage of 40. The enemy attacks you with total damage of 0. Your health is 73.
He's not even hurting
me
anymore.
Enemy's health is 24. It's your time to choose the attack.
Come on, tapping the screen. It's not doing it. There we go.
You dealt 39 damage. Enemy defeated. Your remaining health is 73. You have earned 5 XP. You continue walking forward. A fast-moving stream with a bubbling and splashing sound, challenging players to test their luck by jumping over it.
Start tapping the screen.
Successful jump.
Okay, so you just have to tap quickly. Okay, so I jumped over that.
You continue walking forward. Congratulations, you have completed the level. Adding XP to your pet. Amount 50 XP has been added to your pet. Total XP now, 250. Adding paw coins. Amount 50 paw coins have been added to your account.
Okay. I got some more coins.
Currently you are on level 5. You have 0 health potions and 0 stat points available. Swipe left to exit the game. Swipe right to begin the next level, or swipe up to modify stats.
So I think you get...
Swipe down to enter the tutorial.
Okay, I'm going to exit out of here, turn talk back on.
Screen hidden. 2 XP. 3. 5. Hunger. 5 out of 5. Home. Home.
So...
Audio cat platform. Screen off. Ringer silent.
That is how that works. I think you get stat points every 2 levels, but don't quote me on it. But that is what the platform has to offer thus far. Now, hopefully, as time goes on, that will expand. Like I said, it's an interesting concept. I don't know if I would personally pay for this long term, but I figure I can keep checking it out until August, and then I can decide if maybe I want to pay for another month or not. I will say the development team is really good about taking user suggestions. So if you have questions or comments or suggestions as to how things could be improved or you have problems, definitely reach out to them. You can reach them through, email. And they do have a server on Discord, which I was a part of before it got way too spammy. And I just left, but that's just me. But yeah, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this demo. If you have any questions, comments, let me know. But until next time, that is going to do it for me. So you guys take care.